Welcome to Cake and Criminals. Now sit back, grab a fork, and let's dig in.
Allow us to properly introduce ourselves. It's
Hannah
and Ashlyn. Welcome to our first episode of Cake and Criminals, where we eat cake and come in criminals. And, you know, throw in some conspiracies.
This week, we'll be discussing Ted Bundy, starting off with the classic Would You Be Friends With Him, then covering what he's notorious for, moving into the good stuff, conspiracies, and finally closing with thoughts.
So without further ado, let's get into Ted Bundy's childhood.
So, definitely very disturbing if he's gonna go and kill people. He must have a really bad upbringing.
Living in Vermont? That's the first little side hint.
red flag.
Other red flag. Unwed mother, known as Louise. He was born out of wedlock, pretty much is
basically,
what I'm saying.
Basically. Which actually, in 1946, pretty frowned upon. So, yeah.
He was raised thinking his mother was his sister and his grandmother was his mother.
But apparently he knew that, which I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe yeah. He did. But isn't that like a weird, like gives me like very Andy and Mac storyline?
Personally, if I was in this position, I think I would personally go insane, but it's fine.
Oh, no, like, somebody was like, oh, by the way, your whole life is a lie, so.
No, whatever.
And then, so, yeah, his mom did consider putting him up for adoption during, like, the first 2 months of him, like, being with her, but apparently her dad wanted her to, like, keep the baby. His name's Theodore Cowell, and he wanted the baby, Ted, to be raised with their family in Philadelphia. So, like, he's in Vermont, blah, blah, blah. Dad wants him in Philadelphia, which I think is kind of weird. That
imagine knowing your mother wanted to get rid of you for 2 straight months.
Yeah, like as a baby,
That's insane.
Like, I don't want you.
His grandma suffered from depression. Then she also had a fear of being in situations where escape might be difficult. It's a complex disorder. Okay.
Very troubling.
His grandfather was known to have a raging temper. Touched cats, dogs, employees, and family members.
Yeah, like he hit them.
Oh, I was like, yeah, like I'm kind of concerned with the word touched.
he would like attempt. So clearly we have some family issues in the childhood we've got going on.
It's not looking good for Bundy.
not looking good.
No. Okay. When he was 3, him and his mother left Philadelphia for Washington. Louise changed his last name to Nelson to avoid drawing attention to the
illegitimacy? Illegitimacy? The non-legitness of the baby. So, but like, was her last name Nelson? Like, it wasn't. It was Cowell, the same as like her dad.
Where the hell did
so
Bundy come from?
Okay. Wait for it. So I don't understand why, like, she would change it to Nelson. That makes literally no sense.
No. Makes perfect sense.
No, it doesn't! So.
Okay. He was very upset by the move, but he also didn't like the Seattle area, so. Okay.
I mean, the only thing you're good for is Grayson Avenue.
So. He was more upset when his mother became involved with Joni Bundy. Why would you spell it?
It's a weird
like
spelling
that
probably also added drama to his childhood.
And it's an army hospital cook. Wow.
It's like, okay. Cool. Alrighty. So those two got married, Louise and Johnny. They got married in 1951, which is like 2 years after the move. So I mean, like that's like a solid amount of time to like date. But you know, right?
Really?
Like before getting married, 2 years.
Wait, 2 years. That's it.
That's a good amount to like for him like get used to him, but he like still did not like him, and he would like throw temper tantrums in public. This is Ted, literally throw temper tantrums. And even,
how
like, through all that, I want to say, like, eight at this time. And, like he's too old to have temper tantrums in, like, a convenience store.
Obviously.
And then, after all that, Johnny Bundy still adopted him and gave him his last name, which is where
how nice.
Bundy.
How nice. He's like, you know what, let me do you a real
he's
quick
like,
favor.
Well,
you can have my last
name. Even though you hate me, I'm gonna, like, label you.
They had a tense relationship. Bundy wanted things his stepfather could not give. expensive things like clothing. He wished to be adopted by Western stars.
He would like watch movies and stuff and be like, oh my god, I want that like cowboy to like be my dad instead of my stupid stepdad that doesn't make enough money to buy stuff. Like, okay.
Pretty well, much.
Can you just like
it's like mom, find a better boyfriend. Like go out.
I don't have like more money. Because that's yeah. Anyway.
Like you can pick and choose like, your parents.
It's troubling that he thinks that way.
His friends usually watch Bundy provoke his stepfather, who would then sometimes strike out.
Yeah, so like when they would like fight and stuff. Like your stepdad would be like bah, 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 bah. Troubling. Number 437.
And if, you know, Bundy wasn't enough, her mother, you know, just decided to have four more, actually.
Of course. He's like, you know what, Mom? I want four half siblings.
I don't need that. Okay. Her attention then became divided, obviously.
Kidding me? Five children? Screw the first one. The first one's done. The first one had their time.
He's a problem enough. Maybe let me try again.
Keep trying for better. Trauma.
He claimed that he felt unloved, although his grateful mother paid the bills.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're still like, what, 10? Okay. Bundy found out he was born out of wedlock. I thought...
Dun, dun, dun.
Different stories. So, yeah. Either way, he claims he saw his birth certificate and his father was marked unknown.
So, like, apparently there's, like, different, like, theories as to how he found out that he was born out of wedlock, which shouldn't he have, like, known that if he knew that his mother was his sister? Like, I feel like if he knew that, then he would know that he was born out of wedlock. I don't know. Confusing conspiracies we've got going on. They're brewing.
All I gotta say is people are like, oh my god, it's all the kid's fault. But really, look at his history and you're just like, well, bam.
Yeah. So, exactly. Ay, ay, ay. That's him. All right, here we go.
His girlfriend. Okay, he's old enough to have a girlfriend now.
At this time. I'm thinking like high school, middle school.
All right. His girlfriend claims he resented Luis because he was, you know, pretty much just,
he was just, you know,
a little out there. So people started questioning this kid a lot, apparently, you know, for some reason. Not really sure why. So let's have a little recap real quick. Pretty much born out of a bad situation. His mother wants to get rid of
Vermont.
Him. Vermont. Enough said there. His mother wants to get rid of him.
Yeah. And then the dad's like, oh, wait, no, come back.
And then he's moved after he's like 3 because his grandma and grandpa a little sketch.
Very much sketch.
A little touchy, a little scared, a little depressed.
Raised by psycho people.
So then they find this man, Bundy, and hates his guts.
In Washington. Let's hit on the moved cross country for a second. Are you kidding?
Okay. Number one escape plan. Just go to Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, he has a girlfriend, and his girlfriend's like, you're weird as hell. So, like, gotta get out.
There's a lot of drama overall from the Bundy childhood, which, I mean, kind of feel bad for him, but, like, is that a reason to kill people? It adds. But should it be? There's also, obviously, something real messed up.
All right. Well, let's see what happens after, you know, he grows up a little bit. Okay, so after he grew up a little bit, he took a different path than most teenagers in high school.
My path is not typical. Just saying.
I'm not like most people.
I'm not like the other boys.
Oh, this Jesus. Man really targeted teenagers at college.
Targeted them for what? To, like, hook up with them? Or, like...
Kind of like a...
Kind of like just, like, kill him. Yeah, cool. Very cool. Teenagers at college. It's a little close to home. Let's just get it. Glad he's not around.
Let's start with the first date. We kind of just, you know, handpicked a couple of the dates. These are only a couple. Let me emphasize that one on that note. All right. February 1974.
Is this the first one?
Yes.
First murder. Linda Ann Healy. 21.
She was attending University District of Seattle, Washington. That's where he is. Was abducted and he strangled her.
Oh, nice.
I wonder how that date went. Like, how bad does your date have to be for that to be the result?
That's terrible. That's awful. I wonder. Yeah, that's just disturbing. Like, strangled? Like, not even, like, hit. Just, like, strangled.
Yeah, not, like, shot like, or stabbed. Deep, it's, like, full on. Like, let me do
suffering.
It
suffering.
All right. May 1974.
Oh, really? Just, you know, no waiting. Just on to the next. Here we go. What, like, 3 months later.
All right. Roberta Kathy Parks. She's 20 years old, Oregon State University.
Oh, he's making his way down the coast.
He's like, let me go on a little road trip. All right, he raped and killed her at the Taylor Mountains.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
So the change of like, yes, she still goes to school, but like in the mountains.
Let's take her out.
Let me change the environment. Let me like, just set the mood real quick.
Ooh, terrible, brutal.
Okay.
Oh, July, even less, 2 months, July 1974, police were kind of like, hey, something fishy's going on right here with Mr. Bundy.
Your tricks are like, becoming revealed.
They started, like, noticing the strategy that he was using of, like, luring the women to him by, like, pretending that he's hurt or, like, asking for help, and then he would just, like, I don't know, shove him in his car, like, let's go. He's like, hey, can you help me?
Don't pretty trust the anyone. Like I lost my dog kind of situation right. That we've all been raised up like, not to fall for.
Want some ice cream?
No. I'm hurt. Can you help me? Sure, you're cute. Let me come with you.
So he would wear an arm sling and ask for help from these women.
Yeah, so he's got an arm sling, nice ladies. Run away.
Red flag.
Next one, November 8th, 1974. Oh, still in the same year. Okay, attempted to abduct Carol DeRaunch. She was 18.
Oh, wow.
At the Fashion Place Mall in Utah, as he possessed posed as a police officer.
Nice.
Later that day, Bundy came in contact with a 17-year-old Deborah Kent as she was going to the car to get her brother for a rolling rink.
Interesting.
Let's just stop it right here.
Unpack
Let's
that.
Just back up. First off, Carl DeRaunch is the one of the girls that actually escaped and lives today.
Wow. Good job, Carol. She knew.
Good job.
So sorry.
She rejected that invite.
She's like, oh, your arms hurt? Screw you.
No, he's a police officer.
Just kidding. This is a new one. He's like, shit.
She's like, I'm
police
sorry.
Police are on to me.
She's like, I'm sorry. I'm not really into...
The whole police thing?
To the... sorry.
So attempted to abduct her. And he like, that's just so illegal. Not to mention, like, the killing part, but, like, posing as a police officer.
Ma'am, you need to come with me.
I'm sorry. That's terrifying.
Also, the next one's a 17-year-old.
Just getting younger.
Like,
younger.
He's, like, in his 20s.
And, like, we're 17. We're 17.
That is...
Little scary.
That is terrifying. All right.
She's just trying to go to the roller rink.
Let's go back to Deborah Kent, because Bundy claimed he left her body in a grave, but she was never found. So, a little sketch about that one. Oh, my God. The brother's probably, like, still in the car.
That's terrifying.
So next
many
one.
Families.
That's so terrifying. May 1975.
Whoa, hey.
He really changes up his killing technique because he drowns.
Oh!
Lynette Culver. She's 12.
Oh my God.
She was drowned in a bathtub and discarded in the Snake River. So why not, like, drown her in the river and just...
Just
I'm sorry, not trying to plant a murder here, but like
wait a minute, Ted, I got some pointers for you.
Actually, this could have been done a lot easier, less messy, you know, just...
You wouldn't even have to transport the body.
Oh my God, 12.
That's terrible.
Dude,
that's just like a
stop going down
girl.
In age. I mean, stop killing in general, but like...
But like, come on.
It's 12.
Really? 12-year-olds? So bathtub, that's just...
Also, how
so
did
scary.
He get a
you
girl in a bathtub
to, like,
at the age of 12? Like, who let him be with a 12-year-old girl?
Dude, he had to have, like, kidnapped her and been like... That jumped her, like, that's just, like, traumatizing. Like, how does he even, like, I don't know how a person can, like, do that?
I can't. No. All right, August 16th, 1975, he was first arrested after police chased him and found masks, gloves, robes, handcuffs, and a crowbar in the car. A little sketch. I don't know how he got away with that one. He was released on bail the next day. Whoever the heck
so you're telling me
bailed
someone
him.
Bailed him out?
Probably his freaking girlfriend. He probably found another girlfriend.
These possessions? Are you kidding me?
A little concerned.
He's like, babe, no, like, it's not what it looks like.
I
didn't
just
murder
just,
like,
I was just rounding up my cattle, you know?
You know, with my crowbar and my handcuffs. It was for not what you think it's for, like, at all. I just, like, you know, had them. For fun.
When you need those, Mom. Okay. No. All right, October 1975. Oh, Carl DeRoch is back. Called him out in a lineup, claiming to be abducted by him, and he was arrested and sentenced to a minimum of 15 years. Okay, at that point, after you have already been sent to jail because of your car items, and then you have been picked out of a car lineup.
Handpicked. No denying.
Minimum of 15.
Minimum. All right, and this is October of 1975, so you'd think he would be out till, like, October 1990 at the soonest, but
June 1977, he escaped from the second-story window of the library, but was captured 5 days later.
So, failed mission. Just what I'm hearing.
At that point, why not keep him a little longer? Why not make his sentence a little stronger? Because December of 1977, escaped from jail through a light fixture opening in the ceiling.
Joe, really gotta work on those light fixture holes in the ceiling. It's a hazard.
Oh my god. Okay.
How do you even get through this? Skinny little thing.
Alright, we'll name one more because I'm kind of getting a little disturbed by Teddy's decisions. Alright, Karen Ann Chandler and Kathy Kleiner suffered severe injuries after Bundy. Oh my god.
What is that even?
He like beat them while they were asleep, but they survived.
That's just. You know? What's more terrifying, being, like, beaten repeatedly and then, like, surviving it and having to deal with the trauma or just, like, you know, checking out?
At that point, I wish I was just like, I'm sorry.
I gotta go. Because
glad you started this because I don't want to be here to remember that.
Forever.
Oh, yeah.
It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. All right. Nice Ted Bundy. Great group of women. Jesus.
Okay.
Best part of the podcast.
Personally, I agree. The conspiracy's on Bundy now that he's, you know, gone. So, Bundy was a result of Sam Kennel's raping of his daughter.
Ready?
That could be a start.
So that would be the dad that was like, no, like, bring your kid back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, that would make some sense. Because it's, like, it would technically be, like, his kid. But then, like, wouldn't, like, the grandma, like, know, like, his wife? Like, no, that's like so scary.
That's disturbing. That's probably also why she was just like, you know what, let me get rid of this kid because you remind me of that horrible
that's
event.
Just terrible that she even had to like go like the possibility of going through that. Are you kidding me? And then like boom, having it live like with your father and rapist is just
then
like, hello, charges press them.
Then she claimed to be seduced and abandoned by a war veteran. How in the world, because she was pregnant with a baby, obviously, that's what pregnant means.
With a child. So that's how she claims the story went. A war veteran and was, okay, interesting. Just had a little affair going on. Sounds like a valid way to cover up rape.
Not that I was actually raped by my father.
No.
I was actually raped by a war veteran. Yeah.
Even better. Are you kidding me?
Terrible. Alright, and then Bundy could have suffered physical or psychological abuse from his grandfather. I feel like that's not even a, like, maybe. It's like a definitely.
He had to, especially because, like, his friends even, like, saw them get physical, and then, like, he, like, his father, or, you know, grandfather, father, we don't really know. He was just, like, extremely mentally ill with, like, everyone, which is even worse that he, like, grew up in that environment of him, like, hitting other people and being hit.
Nope.
Just, like, got all the physical and mental aspects.
Huh.
Real cute.
So, when he grows up a little bit, Bundy's aunt woke up to him finding him placing knives all around her while she was sleeping.
Isn't that terrifying? Hannah, imagine you're sleeping and you wake up and there's just like a 3-year-old kid. Like, this is like your kid just like placing knives around you in a circle.
I feel like you'd be a sacrifice and I was not being able to willingly participate.
And he was like little at this time. Mm-hmm. I want to say he was like 3.
Oh, good.
Like,
I'm so glad.
That's just even more of like a, hey,
that's
hey, red flag.
That's when
oh my god.
That's when you quit babysitting for a little bit.
So then Dr. Dorothy Lewis, an experienced psychiatrist, gives her opinion that such actions would occur only in very traumatized children who have either themselves been the victims of extraordinary abuse or have witnessed extreme violence among his family members. Huh, that's so crazy.
That sounds, like, really familiar.
So crazy.
So, I feel like Sam Cowell deserves all the blame for this because are you kidding me? A 3-year-old placing knives? First of all, where you learn to do that? Oh wait, you learned it from your family members.
How many knives do they have in their house for this to be possible?
Terrifying. And then, like, victimizing, or, like, no. Like, abusing, like, even, like, a 3-year-old, because if he's that tiny at this time and it's from, like, extraordinary abuse, really? How much, like, how dehumanizing is that? How much of a bad person do you have to be, like, hit your 3-year-old?
No, thank you.
You're so smart.
I'm gonna pass on that one, actually. No,
you're a disgrace to society. It's terrible. Oh, God.
Yeah, I think I've had enough of that one.
Yep.
Okay, we're here with Charlotte, and we got a couple questions about Ted Bundy for you.
Because who doesn't love Ted Bundy?
Not me.
Emma, right? Oh, we have not some opinionated me. People in the room.
All right, Charlotte.
Okay.
Charlotte, do you find Ted Bundy attractive?
No. I mean, when I first heard about him, everyone was like, oh my God, but he's so hot. And I was like, okay. So I looked him up. I could not find a hot picture of him anywhere. There were edits of him, and I was just like, I'm not feeling it.
So you wouldn't have fallen for, like, Ted Bundy's tricks?
No.
Okay, ready?
So you would have been the one to survive.
Picture this. Okay. You're going to your car after the supermarket.
Yeah.
And you see this poor man with, like, an arm sling. He's trying to get his groceries in his car. And he's, like, really struggling. He's like, ma'am, can you help me? Can you help me put my groceries in your car? What are you going to do? Ignore this poor man?
Yes.
Oh, you are a terrible human being.
Well, I mean, if he was hot and he was in a sling and he was like,
I need help. Hotness.
But...
So... You would have fallen if he was more your type.
Yes.
So his trick would have worked. He's just not your type.
Yes.
So okay. He just does not look like Harry Styles. So you're just like out of here.
Exactly.
So Charlotte passes the test for not being held captive and murdered.
I would survive.
Okay, but here we go. What do you think about his really rough childhood? Do you know anything about his rough childhood?
Not really.
Do you think, how bad do you think it was?
Like bad parents or
his grandpa is his father and his mother was acting as his sister.
Let me digest that real quick.
This is new information to our guest. Maybe she'll have more sympathy for the not hot serial killer.
Sympathy for him killing a bunch of
girls. Oh, right.
I feel a little bad.
His aunt was asleep one night and he like circled her in knives.
He was 3 years old. He was just laying knives in a circle around her.
How would you feel if you woke up and you were surrounded by, like, baby Ted Bundy, like, laying knives around you?
cover my eyes. Pretty bad. I mean, doesn't every 3-year-old go through
phase? Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't remember picking up knives and surrounding my relative with them, so I guess we're on different pages.
Maybe, but I don't know. Seems like it could be normal.
So you're sympathizing with...
I'm not sympathizing.
He was
I'm just saying
out of
that
wedlock in like 19, I mean, like when it was very not cool.
It is included. It is counted as a wedlock if you're doing it with your grandfather.
You mean father? No. Like
it was
father
her father.
Like,
sorry, Ted Bundy's. Yeah.
And like oh yeah, and like this grandfather father thing figure person. Also was, like, extremely, like, disturbing, like, abuse, like, animals and, like, his
just
grandma
everything
and, like,
in
and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Just another thing. And then his grandma had, like, a fear of, like, she had a fear of, like, escaping places, so she would always, like, it was very strange.
Yeah. Also, the mom wanted to get rid of the baby, but the grandpa or dad did not want to. He said that she had to keep it. So she wanted to get rid of this thing for, like, 2 months.
This after thing.
As an infant, this thing.
Yeah, this thing. Demon
imagine
of
if
a human.
She did.
That's
no Ted Bundy. No, I feel bad for him before he killed people. Like 3-year-old Ted Bundy, I feel bad for.
Right, even though he was still deeply mentally disturbed.
still feel bad for him.
Okay, so you... Okay, okay.
But I don't find him hot.
All right,
ugly.
I'm glad we've gotten that cleared up with. What if your friend found him attractive and wanted to go with him? What would you do?
Oh, yeah, like you're with your friend.
So, like, Ashlyn found him really attractive and was like, dude, I'm going to go on this date with him. And you're just like, what do you do? Like, do you encourage it? Or do you just like, guess he's your type, not mine. See ya, girl. Next thing you know, she's dead in the woods. Dead. Never see her again.
Dead.
Or drowned.
I would look at him and I would be like, why? In my head, I would be like, why? But then I'd be like, Ashlyn's my friend. So I'm just going to be, like, supportive. But I would be like, I'm getting weird vibes from this guy.
Yeah, I wonder if any of these women, like, had a feeling, you know? Like,
well, Carol did. Not Carl. Carol did.
Carol
lived. And then Carol picked him out of a lineup.
And was like, yo.
This is the dude.
That's him.
I think that she would end up dead, honestly. I'd feel bad about it, but, like, I wouldn't stop her. I'd be like...
So Charlotte's a terrible friend and wants me to get...
Axe murdered. Okay, hold on. But, all right.
Okay.
Now, they did have... Like, they started getting suspicious. Had pictures of what they thought he looked like his description. You knew there was a guy going around the country killing, college girls. You guys were in college. Now do you let her go?
No.
What the hell?
No. No.
Yeah, no.
Think about it.
No.
Wait. No. I would literally, like...
Well, she's like, no, this is not him. Like, I would have realized. Ashlyn was, like, begging you, convincing you.
Ashlyn would be like, he's such a nice person. Like, he took love to my parents. He's so sweet. I'd be like, honey, no. I would...
No.
Honey, boo-boo, get your facts checked.
Honestly, I would turn him in. I would turn him in. And Ashlyn would never talk to me ever again. Oh, but, like, yeah. That's fine.
Get rid of my hat. At least she's not dead.
At least, yeah. And then watch, like, when he does get caught, you're gonna be like, I told you so.
Told you.
You owe me your life now.
Yeah. You would have been dead in the woods if it wasn't for me.
Loving the secondary of what we get on Ted Bundy from none other than Charlotte. It's great. I love it. Thank you for your contribution to our podcast.
Thank you guys for asking if he's hot. I've always wanted to talk about it.
I bet this is really the first
point.
This is really what you've been craving to talk about all week because we've asked you.
Highlight of your week on a Friday.
This is a win end your week, actually.
Okay, so we about covered Ted Bundy in, like, his entirety, right? His childhood, his murder rampage, got some conspiracies thrown in there. So, next week, Hannah, what are we talking about next week?
Next week, we are talking about the Zodiac Killer.
Dun, dun, dun.
And all of his childhoods and all of his childhoods. Yes, his childhood multiple. And his crimes and how he did those and his tactics. And,
quite a few around him.
Yes, there'll be more conspiracies with the Zodiac Killer, and we will invite someone else to join us and talk about if they would, you know,
fall
for those and see if they would be a victim and their input and their reaction to him and himself.
But yeah, isn't he from the West Coast too?
Oh, great.
West Coast Killers. That is so bad.
Love that label for them.
No, it's terrible. But isn't that interesting? Maybe there's like a population thing over there on the West Coast. Like, yeah, they're just known for that.
Well, there's more crime.
More crime on the West Coast. That would be fun to discuss.
Oh, yeah. We'll see if it's as hectic as Ted Bundy's childhood. And
I mean, I'm sure. Didn't he have like elaborate messages and stuff in Zodiac Killer?
Oh, wonderful.
He would let, yeah. It's some good stuff. I don't know that much about it yet, but trust me, we will be like knowledge bombs by the time we get here.
Just full. We should be a freaking book.
Exactly. It's gonna be great. A research project, but like
a podcast.
So far. Such a good idea.
So, we'll be back with Cake and Criminals, and definitely a lot more cake when we come back.